At a peanut meeting in the Texas peanut growing region this week, one official said at this moment he thinks payments for some southern crops appear most likely in the new farm bill. He said, I think right now, taking a snapshot of today, peanuts and rice appear to be two commodities where it's very likely that prices will fall below the reference price in the new farm bill. It could happen for corn and other crops as well, but it depends on the final size of the crop and what ultimate demand for that crop proves to be. Another official said corn fell to a four-year low in Chicago after a government report this week. It's the best conditions, growing conditions in 20 years, and we are the world's biggest grower of corn. Corn futures slumped again on Tuesday, extending a recent slide because of the huge crop. They said it fell 6.5 cents to $3.82 a bushel. A lot still could go wrong, one official said, because golf ball-sized hail last week smashed some corn and soybean crops in Nebraska, and it's not over yet. One big loss shown on the board yesterday, California's agricultural industry is facing a $1 billion loss revenue this year from the state's worst drought in decades and could pay about $500 million for additional groundwater pumping. That according to a new study by USDA. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.